Thank you, Jim. That was marvelous. How about this Jason Mackey story, Ron? What's your quick impression on it of him saying the Penguins may be at the point of listening? They're discussing the idea of at least listening on pretty much everybody but Sid. And he, you know, he said Murray, Dumoulin, those guys are safe. But the real point here is Gino, Letang, Kessel, that they might listen on those guys.
Well, I don't think there's any – it's not exactly breaking news about Kessel. The other two – I'm not even sure about Letang anymore either. I think listening about Malkin is
– What do you mean you're not sure about Letang in what respect?
I think they were going to – I think they – it's pretty clear they were going to listen. I'm not surprised by that. Malkin would surprise me. I don't think he is going anywhere. The other two I could see being traded, although – Mackey in his story went way overboard to point out 19 times that this doesn't necessarily mean they're going anywhere.
Right.
But you have to do your due diligence to listen.
Yeah, you're right. The headline there would be if they listened on Gino.
Right.
That's the story.
The other two don't. Kessel certainly doesn't surprise me.
No, of course not.
And Malkin. Letang, after the year he has, the playoffs that he had and his flippant response about not changing his game, and I just think that, you know, they would listen for him. Malkin is a little bit of a surprise to me, and I do consider him an untouchable, although he wouldn't be for me. I definitely would listen. But I would bet your paycheck, which is very sizable, that he's still going to be here next year.
And I think he should be. I think he should be a legacy Penguin. I do, and I also think he can still be very, very productive and still be a great player and still be the best number two center in all of hockey, really. I think that's what he would be coming into next season, quite frankly.
Well, he'd have to – he did not have a good year. Is it just a one-year blip, or is it 33? Is at 33, he'll be 33, I think, on July 31st.
Yeah, but not a good year for him is over a point a game.
Yeah, I know, but
– so he's still – if that's, if that's
minus,
your number two
minus
center –
minus 27 or whatever he was.
Minus 25,
all,
yeah.
All the penalties he took.
No, he didn't have a good year.
Yeah, and he didn't have a good playoff. No, I mean – and I'm not saying he's going to be moved. I don't think he is.
No, the question is, you say that he should be under the right
circumstances. I didn't say moved. I said absolutely I would listen.
So you say he should be under the right circumstances, and I say he shouldn't be.
Right.
All right, who would have got number 20, Ron? Who are they going to take?
I'm going to say they trade up and get Devin Bush.
I'm going to say Brian Burns. I'm going to say they go for an edge rusher, an athlete on the outside, and so much of this anyway. But I hope, by the way, that you're right. That's what I would do. My prediction is Brian Burns. What I would do is move up and sacrifice massive draft capital to go up and get one of the Devons, especially, it seems more realistic, Devin Bush. I'm not waiting around.
The Devin White kid, a lot of people, I'm going like five, right?
Four, yeah. So especially if it gets past the Bengals at 11. If Devin Bush, now I would move up and try to get, I'd try to get in front of the Broncos is what I would do. But if he doesn't go to the Broncos at 10 or the Bengals at 11, then it becomes real interesting, and then you figure it becomes more realistic that they can move up and try to get that kid.
It depends, how high they're going to honor the integrity of their board, and is it a cornerback? Is it the edge rusher you're talking about? Is it a receiver? Is it a tight end? They can go in a lot of different ways. I wouldn't be disappointed, but I do wish they hope they get one of those linebackers.
What time you figure they make their pick around?
Probably a little earlier this year than it was last. Was it about 11 last year? I'm guessing somewhere between 10 and 10:30.
Well, then I'll be writing on deadline from the draft.
I've done it every year for how many years? I get out of it tonight. I think the last couple of years you had hockey games. It was your round,
right.
And
that's
you
right.
Missed it, and I ended up getting stuck with it. Literally stuck with it because they didn't pick till 25, 23. You got a little bit of a fighting chance, not much.
Our friend Joe Kopp behind the glass, Ron, revealed a horrifying fact. He's excited for the draft to the point where last night he watched the Kevin Costner movie Draft Day. Is that right, Horse? Are you willing to admit to that in public?
Yeah, it was worse the second time.
But that's one of those movies that's so bad that it's actually good, right?
Correct.
I mean, all you do is laugh at the thing. Have you seen that one, Ron?
I have not.
You just find everything that's like absolutely would never happen in real NFL settings.
Except it was the Browns, so most of it did.
That's true.
I told you, I don't get to many movies. The last one I saw was the original release of Gone with the Wind. It's been a while.
All right, Ron. Enjoy your day at the ball yard.
I'm headed over there now, hopefully to see some ball today, and be nice to see if the Pirates can get a win, wouldn't it?
be nice to see if they could get a run, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that lineup today, I have my doubts.
See you tomorrow, Ron. We'll be talking about whoever is the newest Steeler, I would assume, unless they trade out of the first round. You never know, right?
That's a possibility, too. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
Next up is the NASCO Roofing Preview Show with Craig Riley. That's next. See you on Cook and Joe tomorrow.